1.5. 1B. Listening. 1.
Well, one job I've always dreamed about is being a travel writer. I mean, basically, because I like traveling and I like going around the world, and I'd like to have an excuse to do it and someone to pay me to do it if possible. And I think I would be pretty good at it because, well, I'm pretty sociable and I like to think I can write. And I'm good at living out of a suitcase and living cheap. And it seems to be a wonderful way of seeing the world. I mean, I don't actually know anybody who does it, but I've always kind of envied people like the late Anthony Bourdain, who had a television show that took him all around the world, and he seemed to have such a wonderful time. But I have occasionally had to read travel books, and some of them are amazing, and some you definitely get the impression that they've been sent there by their publisher to do a travel book about Patagonia or whatever it is, and nothing much has happened. But they still have to write the book. So you get kind of a boring book sometimes. And I guess that might be a drawback, that you'd feel you had to write a book even if you had nothing to say.
2.
Well, what I'd really hate to do is any kind of job on a production line. Any kind of real drudge work where there's really no kind of mental input at all. But you're just repeating the same task again and again and again, and I think that would probably drive me insane. I have done something kind of like it. When I was about 18, I worked in a plastics factory to earn some money for a couple of months, and I remember I went in the dark, and I came out in the dark because it was winter, so I never saw the light of day. It was about a 10-hour day, paid almost nothing. We had half an hour for lunch, and the noise of the machines was so loud that you could shout at the top of your lungs and the person next to you couldn't hear you. And the smell of plastics filled the air, and it was absolutely disgusting. The only advantage was that it was so loud that you could actually sing at the top of your lungs and nobody could hear. So, I spent a lot of my day singing to myself, which I really enjoyed.